Welcome to this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, an interview with Larry Myler, author of Indispensable by Monday. Learn the profit-producing behaviors that will help your company and yourself. On behalf of the entire Strategy Driven team, I would like to welcome you to this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, an interview with Larry Myler, author of Indispensable by Monday. Learn the profit-producing behaviors that will help your company and yourself. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve superior results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag articles found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. In this special edition podcast, Larry Myler, CEO of By Monday, shares with us his insights on how to increase one's personal profit production, thereby enhancing the organization's bottom line and one's overall business value. And so now, without any further delays, let's get started. We are privileged to be joined by Larry Myler, author of Indispensable by Monday. Learn the profit-producing behaviors that will help your company and yourself, and CEO of By Monday, a consulting firm specializing in profit enhancement through employee engagement. Over the course of his 30-year career, Larry has helped others improve their businesses through consulting and training for leadership teams and employees in the areas of interpersonal communication, profit enhancement, organizational efficiency, survey research, and more. His past clients include AT&T, Shell Oil, Lockheed Martin, and the Ford Motor Company. Larry, welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast.
Thank you, Nathan. Good to be with you.
I'm glad to have you on our show. I loved your book, and it feels so incredibly timely, given the economics of our time, to have a book that would teach people how to be indispensable to their current employers or to be so indispensable that they couldn't be passed up if they're in the job market by other hiring employers. So, I think our audience is not only in for a treat, but they're really going to learn something that'll be of great value to them personally.
Well, thank you. I hope so, too.
Well, Larry, to start out with, you've surveyed hundreds of business leaders to identify several key employee attributes that those business leaders found to be of most value to their organizations that would make the person more promotable, or in the case of a corporate downsizing, would make them less likely to be one of those downsized employees. Would you share with us a few of those key attributes and then why business leaders found those particular qualities to be so important?
Right. Well, first of all, let me explain what they're not. These behaviors mm-hmm. are not political or non-value-added behaviors that don't add to the bottom line. Mm-hmm. These are bottom-line oriented behaviors. So these 1,800 business leaders were very cohesive in their responses to us and telling us exactly what they're looking for because, of course, business leaders, especially today, are very attuned to the need for bottom-line profits. So mm-hmm. those behaviors are people who can, first of all, cut costs or reduce expenses wherever they are in the organization. And often, people low in the org chart see things that managers at the top of the org chart don't see.
Yes.
If they're attuned to them, if they can see them and if they know what to look for. The second behavior is to in- increase revenues. And believe it or not, even non-salespeople can often do something, even if it's only by way of suggestion or observation,
mm-hmm.
to increase the income or the revenue of a company. The third behavior is to change or improve processes, to take a few steps out to become more streamlined and thereby save the company money and time. And, interestingly enough, they save themselves time, which is critical right now, of course, because a lot of people are doing their own job and perhaps part of or all of someone else's job.
Sure.
So anything they can take out of their own workload while saving the company time and money is a double bonus.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth behavior is people who can increase their own work quality and quantity. And there are a lot of things that we put into the book Indispensable by Monday to help people do just that, have a higher quality output and also higher quantity. And the fifth behavior that was judged to be critical by 1,800 business leaders is the behavior of enhancing cash flow in the company and helping with payables, receivables, and inventory that create working capital. It's quite amazing that as people get into these five areas and learn things that they never knew before and start seeing things that they never noticed before,
mm-hmm.
The impact that they can make on the organization is just fantastic when it comes to the dollars that are involved.
Oh, it's huge. And something I know we're going to talk about a little later, and that has to do with the organization's financial statements. I find, too, when you give employees just a little bit of knowledge about how the organization works or what would help them from a profit perspective, it's like opening a floodgate. And then they can readily identify, well, hey, I do this or I do that. That could help improve in that area.
Yeah. It is amazing. People just don't understand the impact they could have. But when they catch the vision, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop it. And so that infuses a culture of profit enhancement into any organization that has not been there up until this point.
And there was something that you had mentioned about people in support organizations providing that value to their company. And this is something that really stood out to me about your book. When I think of creating value for the organization, I generally immediately go right to the sales organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about revenues and the total amount or dollar value of goods sold and those sorts of things. And then I next feel bad for the service or the support organization because they don't have such quantifiable numbers. But in Indispensable by Monday, you go through an entire process about how these individuals can quantifiably identify and communicate their value to the organization. Would you mind explaining that to our listeners?
Sure. Well, anyone in management will know that a company is judged by its financial statements. It's tracked with a profit and loss statement and with a balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
For a company to have a good bottom line and a solid balance sheet, they really do need to bring in more money than they spend consistently over time. Now, to make that happen, every subunit or division or department location within the company needs to individually earn more than they spend, add more value than they cost. If
mm-hmm.
we take that principle to its natural conclusion, we naturally find that every individual should bring in more value than they cost. And that's really where we break down. A lot of individuals, when they're not in sales and they don't build their hour to clients directly,
right,
cannot quantify how much they're bringing in versus how much is being spent on them. So we teach people very early in Indispensable by Monday, I think in the first 25 pages, exactly how to quantify the value they bring in and the cost that's associated with them. Now, most people find that they're a net loss to the company. And so what we do is teach them the very interesting and unique ways in which they can add value that they didn't know they could add in the past. And we get people to the point where they are bringing in more financial value than they're costing the company. And when that happens, it's a real eye-opener, Nathan, because
mm-hmm.
People didn't know that they weren't bringing in the proper amount of value before. They find out that they're not, and then they find out how to do it. And we find people using the methods that we teach in the book to do things that they just never thought they could do in the past, and therefore become financially indispensable to the company.
Now, Larry, if I'm one of these folks and I'm looking for an opportunity to create an ever-increasing amount of value for my company, where might I look for those value-creating opportunities that I can then seize upon?
Well, that's a loaded question, of course. I spent 30 years amassing that information and several months writing it into Indispensable by Monday. But let me give a couple of examples that might be helpful. Should I do that?
Okay. That would be great.
Okay. So just last week, we found out about a woman who had an opportunity to review charge card fees and costs and things associated with the use of credit through this charge card.
Mm-hmm.
And the company was fairly good size, about $400 million. And this woman identified $65,000 in fees that she was able to negotiate away with this charge card company. In doing so, those fees went away forever. In other words, year after year, those fees won't be there. And that's $65,000 per year
mm-hmm.
that she was able to bring to the bottom line. When we cut costs like that, we add that money directly to the bottom line of the organization. So although she wasn't in sales, she was able to make what I call a sales equivalent contribution by saving money and putting money at the bottom line. Given the profit margin of their company, which was 5%, over 10 years, the sales equivalency of what she contributed by cost efficiencies was almost $13 million. So in other words, at 5% net profit, the company would have to bring in $13 million in new sales over the next 10 years to bring that same $65,000 a year to the bottom line of the organization. Just fantastic things, and she had never thought of looking until she learned these concepts. It was just wonderful to watch. And we're seeing, that's a larger example, but we're seeing examples even larger than that, but even small examples add up. And so people mm-hmm. are learning to add value that has a sales equivalency, even though they're not in sales.
And as you were mentioning that example, there was one that came from a former company that I worked for. As I would drive on site, and I worked at a power plant, we had an engineering building. And I guess I never gave it much thought that, you know, at night, the engineers were at home, but this building was lit up like a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And we had someone just put in the suggestion box, the literal suggestion box that we had that gets a lot of dust on it,
mm-hmm.
just a suggestion of, how about we turn off the lights? And sure enough, we found that with putting in automatic light dimmers and those motion sensor switches that would turn the lights off at night, along with turning off computers and those sorts of things, we were able to save about $10,000 a year mm-hmm. in electric costs. And
okay.
for us...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's huge. Question,
yeah.
What was the profit margin of the organization at the time?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know what our profit margin was at the time.
Let's assume it was 5%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which might be in the neighborhood for a power plant.
Yeah.
And if it was a nonprofit, nonprofits still need to have net capital at the end of the year. They still need to bring in revenues and excess expenses. So
mm-hmm.
they don't call it net profit, but it's the same exact application. And so let's look at 5%. That would be equivalent to bringing in $200,000 in income to the company.
Right.
Every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mentioned that in my case, we had these forms, you wrote it up, and you literally put it in a box,
mm-hmm.
the suggestion box. But what would a person do if they had an idea to create value for the organization? They're not a manager, or they're a manager, but this is not in their span of, I'll call it command and control, not under their area of authority. What would be the best way for them to go forward and promote this idea, to actually see someone in the organization take action on it and help create this value organizationally?
Well, great question, because the suggestion box is actually still out there
mm-hmm.
in many organizations, and it's a bit antiquated in its utility. So what we've created at our website, and the website, by the way, is bymonday.com. Anyone can go there and use a tool that we have created. It's free. We just want people to use it and get value to their companies. It's called the Profit Proposal Generator. So here's the system. Buy the book, you know, on a Thursday, indispensable by Monday. Read it in a couple of days. Over the weekend, come up with some profit proposals using the Profit Proposal Generator online. And Monday, literally, you walk into the office with profit proposals showing the full impact of a profit enhancement idea, implementation cost and break-even and net present value, internal rate of return, return on investment, and the sales equivalency. Even if you have to guess at the numbers, you can just see that it's feasible or not feasible and either hand it in and refine it or don't bother handing it in at all. And so this has kind of replaced the suggestion box with something that allows you to vet an idea or make sure it's feasible before you turn it in. A lot of ideas that get into a suggestion box, unfortunately, are dumb. they're not feasible. They won't work, and they'll make an individual look like they don't know what they're doing, whereas the Profit Proposal Generator was created to make it so that people, even non-financial people, look like they know exactly what they're doing.
And I wish that we had access to the Profit Proposal Generator back at my old company. I used to own the entire strategic planning organization and the project management office, and I would have loved to have had proposals that came in that looked like this, had these kind of details and background support for them, rather than the crib note sheets of paper that I got out of the suggestion box that was quite honestly emptied once a year and collected a lot of dust.
Well, that's a common story.
Yeah.
The more insidious part of a suggestion program, however, is what happens most of the time is leadership will say to the rank and file, give us ideas. We need ideas. You know, how can we cut costs? How can we increase revenues? We've got to get profit up.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your ideas. And I've talked to countless managers who have gone through that process. And they actually do get some number of ideas, dozens, hundreds. The problem is most of the ideas don't make any financial sense because there is no feasibility study, even a filter like we do in the Profit Proposal Generator online. And so what that creates is an expectation on the part of employees that their, quote, great ideas will get implemented, but management can't implement most of them because they're just not very ideas. And so that creates this sense of, I don't want to participate anymore. You didn't listen to what I said. You didn't implement anything I suggested. And so educating people, as in the book Indispensable by Monday, is step number one, and giving them a tool to filter their ideas and make sure only the good ones surface is the second step. And we think that the combination of those two things create a lot more viability in this effort in an organization.
Now, once a person has gone out and created this profit for their organization, and you share within the book some really great examples and excerpts from resumes as to how they would communicate this via a resume type tool to others that would be interested in hearing it, I was wondering, what would a person do to communicate it to their boss, say in like the annual performance evaluation process to gain some recognition for especially the quantitative value that they've brought into the organization?
Mm-hmm. Well, quantitative value is very important in an annual performance appraisal. Many performance appraisals, as we all know, are subjective, and they fall victim to the selective memory of a supervisor. But if one has used the Profit Proposal Generator and Indispensable by Monday throughout the year to find great ideas, then you can walk into that performance review armed with a resume that has captured everything as well as the individual printed out reports that you had turned in. And you can mm-hmm. glean from that an overall aggregate number of dollars that you've created in profit or sales equivalency that you've created for the company. And you have a literal history of documentation so that you're really creating profit for the company before you might ask for a piece of it back to come back to you by way of a bonus or a pay raise. And it's a more objective discussion rather than a very subjective kind of a negotiation that doesn't have any basis in the mind of the supervisor or manager that's making the decision.
Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine having someone who I'm writing a performance appraisal for come to me with a package like that that has all that documentation. I mean, that would just be a wonderful thing to have happen.
It would be. And as a manager or as leadership in any company, you want to make sure that you reward the good people who are making reward-level contributions to the organization. The worst thing to do is to give across-the-board pay raises or bonuses or to promote the people that aren't doing this type of behavior and leave those who are doing this behavior hanging, because that sends the message company-wide that you're not going to get rewarded for doing this kind of stuff.
Right. Now, Larry, you also, in Indispensable by Monday, talk about what I call an extended value chain. And what I'm referring to is looking upstream to suppliers and vendors and downstream to customers, and how the profit production techniques can be extended to them or taught to them so that they might be more profitable. I was wondering if you might describe how that can be done, and then what you see as the benefits an individual or an individual's organization receives by making that kind of outreach.
Sure. One strategy is a cost reduction strategy where we take the ideas that we have found and implemented in our own organization, and if they can apply to our vendors or our suppliers, we can go to them and say, we would like a discount in what we're purchasing from you, but we're going to create the discount for you, so it's a net zero effect to you. In other words, if you'll do these three things, which we've done in our company and they will work in your company, you'll experience a savings or a cost reduction. We would like whatever that cost reduction ends up being to be applied to what we purchase from you on an ongoing basis. So if our ideas give you $50,000 a year in cost reductions, we want a $50,000 a year discount off of our normal purchasing schedule. And the vendor would be happy to do that because they just want to keep your business, and as long as it doesn't hurt them, they love to give you whatever perks or discounts or special offers they can. You're creating that offer really for them so that they can turn around and give it back to you.
Sure. Sure.
On the other side of it, when you go to customers or potential customers, this is a revenue increasing strategy. Now, you can't go to them and dictate terms like you almost can to vendors. Mm-hmm. You're not in the driver's seat with purchasers of your product or service as you are when you purchase yourself from people. So what I suggest people do is they take ideas that work and they go out to their clients or prospective clients, and they say, we would like to offer this to help offset the cost of what we are selling you. So if you'll do these ideas that have worked for us and that will work for you, then you'll in essence be getting a discount off of the normal purchase price that you're paying us for our products and services. So you become indispensable to your customers because I can guarantee you that no other supplier or no other competitor of yours is going to your clients and offering this type of a deal. Competition won't even know it's happening, but they'll be completely locked out of future business because of this value-added offer that you're making to your customers.
Now, Larry, in your book, actually throughout your book, you mention that employees should be able to read or at least understand some of the components of their company's income statement and their balance sheet. First, I wanted to ask if you could tell us why that knowledge is so important, and then if you might highlight some of the key things that an employee ought to be able to learn or to glean from their company's financial statements.
Well, this really is critical, and most people overlook it their whole careers. People not in management often don't become literate with financial language, but accounting really is the language of business.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can teach people the basics of the income statement and the balance sheet, then all of a sudden they know the mechanics of how the company makes money, how it adds value, and how it retains value over time. We also show in Indispensable by Monday the interplay between the income statement and the balance sheet. And it's really critical to understand this, especially as economies cycle and businesses go through challenging times as well as times that are very fat.
Mm-hmm.
So I created a chapter in Indispensable by Monday that literally is about 8 pages long. And it's called Everything You Need to Know About Accounting, and It's Not Much. So the average employee that knows nothing about accounting will instantly know how the company makes money, how they add value, how they retain value. And until you know that, it's pretty hard to understand how to create profit for the organization.
And it was kind of maybe the unwritten message or something I was reading into it. But I kind of took away that managers maybe ought to take it upon themselves to see that their employees get educated on how to read or at least understand some of the portions of the income statement and the balance sheet, because by doing so, they're more apt to unleash that value recognition and identification of their workforce.
I believe that's true. That the challenge many managers have is most books, in fact, I would say the vast majority,
mm-hmm.
of books that teach how to read an income statement balance sheet are really written at a higher level than the rank and file workers out there can understand. And so, I could have written something quite complex, and many people do, but I tried to write it in a way that anyone could understand it and apply it and be able to read their own company's financial statements if they're given access to them, so that they can understand how what they do impacts the financials of the company.
Right. And I liked a lot that 8-page chapter on how you described it. I also liked how you went through, especially up front again when we're talking about the support organization folks and their contributions going right to the bottom line, and how you conveyed that, you know, it translates into a sales equivalent and how it was done. I look at it, I guess, sometimes very much like business strategy. It's not just important that folks understand business strategy, but it's really important for them to understand how their day-to-day activities influence or impact the achievement of business goals and business strategies. And how you explain the balance sheet and the income statement made it clear for me as here are the discrete things people can look at that they do every day that would positively impact those bottom line items.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm glad it came across that way. That's certainly what I was shooting for.
Great. Well, Larry, before we close, there's a couple of things I wanted to ask you about that are not related directly to the book, but are related to heightening individuals' profit potential and profit contribution to their organization. The first one was you have a service. It's the 90-Minute Profit Jumpstart Program. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that program and how it works.
Well, the 90-Minute Profit Jumpstart is something that is very non-intrusive to an mm-hmm. organization. Most of the time when consultants come out to companies, they set up camp and they spend a lot of time there and they dive into the financials and they disrupt the business and the workflow in the organization.
Yes.
I was a consultant for large companies for a lot of years, and we always tried to minimize this. what we've done at this point with the Profit Jumpstart is we've created what literally can be done in an extended lunch period. So it doesn't require any special planning.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in pizza and salad and let's go, you know. So we teach people in the first few minutes why it's critical for them to think and act along these lines. We let them know that they can make a contribution. We teach them, using Inspensible by Monday, exactly how they can make these contributions. And we use the profit proposal generator as the tool to capture and look at the feasibility of ideas that come up in that very 90 minutes.
Okay.
And so I have to say this, it's kind of funny, but in 90 minutes we have found 2 million, 5 million, 6 million, $8 million in hidden profit that the organization just didn't even know they had until we got people at all levels looking at things. What amazes me is that rank and file people who haven't really thought about these things in the past,
yeah.
within an hour and a half, we can get them not only thinking about it, but finding them as they learn about what to look for and they use the tool to you know, glean out the good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We actually can hand over to management just unimaginably high amounts of profit that no one knew was there.
And those people are going to take those skills, and they're going to be able to identify more and more as time goes along, because now they have the skills and the insight to be able to do that.
Exactly. In fact, most of the benefit that comes from the 90-minute jumpstart comes in the weeks and months after, not during that time. But it's really amazing how much we find in an hour and a half.
Yeah, that is absolutely amazing. And I know the profit proposal generator and the Profit Jumpstart program are on your website. My last question before we close was if you would tell us a little bit about your website. And the website is www.buymonday.com. It has an abundance of additional resources on creating profit-producing behaviors and certainly, again, the Profit Proposal Generator and the Profit Jumpstart program. And again, if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about your website.
Sure. It's meant to be a resource and a free resource for organizations and individuals. So if anyone is looking individually at how they can add value, the website will help them do that. If anyone is a manager or a leader of an organization is looking at how he or she can engage employees
mm-hmm.
to be more profit-minded and act in ways that add profit, the website, of course, is a resource for them as well. There are areas of the website where you can go and look at how what we're doing has been highlighted in different media, so you can see others' questions and answers that were quoted in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, Business Week, MSNBC, Fast Company. And also, of course, the Profit Proposal Generator is absolutely free for leaders and rank-and-file workers alike to use. One thing that we're also coming out with is an enterprise version of that.
Okay.
A company can have a private URL, password protected, and be able to keep very private all of the work on profit enhancement that they're doing in their organization. And that would be accessed through the website as well on a case-by-case basis. So we're very pleased with what we've been able to do and hope it adds a lot of value in these difficult times.
That is great. And we will put links to your website so that our listeners, they can just go to the article accompanying our podcast and they'll have very easy access if they haven't written down a website address already. Larry, I did want to ask you one additional question. We're going to be able to provide a bonus with this podcast for our listeners and our website readers, and that is you have offered to share with us part one of your book that they can download from the Strategy Driven website. Could you tell us what they're going to be able to find and read about in this part of your book?
Yes, I was able to negotiate from my publisher, John Wiley & Sons, part one of the book. It's about 27 pages for free. It's just something I want to get out to as many people as possible. It explains how people can add value who are not in a sales position. It explains this notion of sales equivalency. It explains how to use the profit proposal generator and shows an example of an actual report that the PPG can generate. And it really is something that gives all of the mechanics and the reasons why someone would be able to move into this profit production mode that they haven't been in before. And it sends them right to the website where they can use a free tool. So we're excited. We want to get this out. We've seen people use this, just this part one, in ways that add tremendous value to the organization. We've been quite excited about it. We're happy to offer that for free.
Larry, that is a phenomenal offer, and I really appreciate your extending it to us and all of our listeners and our readers. And so we'll create a link on the website, again, with the article associated with our podcast interview, and our listeners can just download it directly from there. So thank you for sharing part one of your book with us.
You're welcome.
Well, Larry, I want to thank you for not only taking the time this evening to share your insights on the practical actions that we can all take to improve our personal profit production, but I also want to thank you for all of the real-life examples that you've shared with us also. I thoroughly enjoyed Indispensable by Monday, not just because it had those examples, but because you made the actions to take immediately implementable, and you also shared in a very real, example-rich way how we can recognize the value we already create for our organizations and then how we communicate it, which, again, in these economic times is just more important than ever, whether we're communicating it within our own organizations or as a job seeker, we're able to communicate it with potential employers. So I hope our readers will pick up a copy of Indispensable by Monday for themselves, and then I hope they apply the principles that you present within the book to help improve on their personal value creation and, of course, their organization's bottom line. So thank you again for joining us.
Well, thank you, Nathan. We look forward to this value going out to many companies and hope to hear success stories at the end of their efforts.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast. I would like to personally thank Larry Myler for being with us today and sharing his insights on improving one's personal value creation. As always, we would appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. You can find more information about Larry Myler and Indispensable by Monday at www.bymonday.com. Until next time, so long.